Hello, this is Abby.
Dear Abby, this is gonna be a long one.
Oh boy.
Dear Abby, how do you tell the difference between a new exciting crush and a rebound?
Does it matter?
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Welcome to our little corner of the internet. This is the Dear Abby podcast. I hope you stay and hang out with us. See you in a sec. What it is, ho? What's up? Welcome back to Dear Abby. My name is Abby. I am your host of this podcast. A little bit about me, as you will hear every episode, because as you have noticed, if you're watching on YouTube, I have no co-host. So it's just me. I talk about things that I've been reflecting on. I talk about mental health a lot. And we just kind of have a good time, and I'm very honest, transparent. That's cozy vibes. So thanks for joining us. I've been tempted to do some ASMR, so I might do an ASMR video because I think that would be kind of fun. But I'm very excited because I feel a lot better now. This is very new, but I did start some new medication, and in the past, I have not had good responses to medication, but a recent development in my mental health case, which I don't really feel like sharing right now, but something new pretty much that I've realized that I've dealt with. And that was kind of like a pointer as to which medication I should take, because in the past I've been on SSRIs and different stuff like that, and I've just reacted really poorly to them. Like, they made me feel way worse. And so I'm on a new medication, and I feel like it's actually the first time I've ever taken something and felt anything positive from the medication. So it's still very new, so that could totally change. But I honestly feel very hopeful, and it feels good to feel hopeful after sometimes feeling very helpless. I am very grateful for my girlies that listen to my podcast. I'm really hard on myself with everything, but I genuinely do feel like because people are listening and some people are younger than me that are listening, like younger girls, and so I feel very responsible to be sharing good information and also just trying my best to find solutions and find help and do my best to heal and enjoy life so that I can share and maybe help someone feel a little bit better. I'm very motivated by my listeners, so I know we're few in numbers compared to other podcasts, but I feel very strong bonds with everyone, because if you're listening, you're probably a little bit similar to me or maybe totally opposite, but you at least can enjoy what I talk about and you find it interesting and helpful in some way. So just feeling a little bit emo right now towards you guys. So yeah, shut up. I don't care anymore. Let's move on. Okay. I am so excited because we finally have my video back, and I'm just excited to have video back. I'm a little bit nervous because I'm scared that it's not going to work. We'll see as this comes out. I'll probably put a disclaimer if it doesn't work, but because my boyfriend usually sets everything up, but this time I set everything up, so I'm recording and I have it all figured out. Hopefully it formats correctly and stuff, but it feels a lot more personable now that I have video back, because I'm not just talking to my computer or to the wall. I feel like I'm looking in the camera and I'm talking to people. So I'm very excited. So welcome back, everybody, to YouTube. I'm back. Normally every episode, sometimes I just completely zone into whatever I wanted to talk about that day, and I forget about dubs and L's. But dubs and L's, basically, just to, if anyone's new, dubs are things that I have conquered during the week. Funny things, good things, dubs. W's, wins. L's are obvious as well. Losers. Loser. Lowest of the low. So bad stuff that happens, or things that I struggled with, or just embarrassing things all over the place. There's really no structure to it whatsoever, as most things are, but there's no structure to that. It just can be whatever I want it to be basically for the week. We're going to go into dubs and L's, and then we're going to talk about my recent experience at the beach by myself, which I've talked about before, but it's a very triggering place for my OCD and for just my pain, I guess, in general. It's just hard. So I feel like I had a breakthrough with my, not even necessarily OCD recovery, just breakthrough in my life, like as being in your, like being in your 20s, carrying a lot of pain. And yeah, I just wanted to share it because I don't know, I just want to share it. So to be more specific, it's just about being able to be there for yourself and be there for your pain. And then we'll do a Dear Abby, and then that'll be today's episode. My dub for this week, my W, is a little bit of a weird one, but I have gotten my, so my sister is Chelsea from what we said. That's my biggest flex. That is my in. That is my ticket to fame, celebrity. Well, I don't know what grade celebrity you would call her, but I don't know. Anyways, her podcast, her and JC, what we said, they had a collab with Coffee Dose, and I'm a great sister. I'm advertising for her. So pay me, I guess. I don't know. Send me a check, Chelsea. I don't know. And anyways, they had a collab with Coffee Dose, and I have gotten that so many times because it is actually so good. It's really sugary. So it's not necessarily something you go to for a health drink necessarily. It could be, I don't know. It feels very sugary. And I think you can get it less sweetened or unsweetened, or I'm sure you can do a bunch of stuff to it. It's at Coffee Dose, and I've gone multiple times, and I've gotten it by myself with Keaton, and I'm in love with it. And I'm really sad that it's only seasonal, or it's, you know, limited time only. So if you haven't gotten it, if you live close to a Coffee Dose, go to one. I actually don't know how many there are. That could be the only one in Orange County. I don't really know exactly the situation with it, but that's been a dub because I've been getting the same types of drinks at the same types of places for a couple years now here. And to get something new is very refreshing on the palate. So shout out what we said. Shout out Coffee Dose. Maybe I'll clip this and I'll put it on Instagram, and then they will repost it so then more people will see it. And also, it's always a dub when I'm able to go get coffee. Like, coffee shops are just, I don't know what it is. Some people get it, some people don't get it. If you don't get it, that's fine, okay? But if you get it, then you get it. How much a coffee, like working at a coffee shop for me, I swear I get so much more done, and it's way more creative, and I feel like I'm more free when I'm working at a coffee shop. I like working at my place. I think it's just because you're outside, there's air, there's hopefully air in my apartment too, but there's outside air, there's ambiance, there's people talking, you feel more alive. So I like it, it's a vibe. So anytime I get to go with other people or by myself and just work and drink something yummy, that is a great Saturday. Okay, an L for this week is, unfortunately, so I've been taking dance classes online and I have kind of fallen out of it this week. I think it's kind of gotten to me confidence wise because I'll feel kind of confident or feel like I'm just grooving. Ugh, even me saying that makes me cringe. I just will be having fun. I'll be having fun dancing. And you know what? And I'm having fun dancing, and then I'll see a video. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'll see a video, and then immediately I want to throw up, and immediately I want to crawl into a hole and never move my arms again, and never dance again. Never feel, free. Never let loose ever again, because, and I also have a massive mirror where I'm working or where I'm dancing. And so when I'm dancing and then I'll glance or I'll see like in my peripherals what I look like and my posture, oh gosh, it's so bad. It makes me cringe. For a while, I kind of stopped because I was like, I don't feel good about this. I was feeling good and then I saw myself and then I didn't feel good anymore. That is the whole point as to why I'm doing it though. But it comes and goes. It comes in waves. Okay, the cringe, the don't move, stop moving, do not dance, you're not allowed to dance, your body is different than other people's, you do not deserve this. It comes and goes. The intrusive thoughts come and go, like a stormy afternoon. Anyways, that's been an L for sure. I'm gonna keep doing it. Of course I'm gonna keep doing it, but I'm not gonna like it a lot, I'm learning. And it'll just take me, I think, years to actually look good when I'm doing it, because right now you could tell I'm not confident. You can look at me and you think she's not confident while she's doing this. I can't lock in, you know? I can't lock into what I'm doing because it's just the whole time in my head. It's okay though, you know, it's okay. Okay, those are my dubs and L's. So we're going to get into the meat of today's episode, which is, let me paint a picture for you. I need to be better at storytelling. Let me paint a picture for you. My boyfriend was gone for about a month. I don't have a lot of friends. By my choice, to be honest, because I'm not very good at forcing myself to continue relationships with people. I get too in my head and then I get kind of, I don't know. I say I want friends, but I won't put in that much effort. So I digress. I have no one else to turn to because my sister has kids. I have nothing to do except for face my own thoughts, face my own pain, face myself completely alone. So I decided, you know what? I haven't been to the beach in a while. It's getting sunnier here. It feels like it can be beach days every once in a while. So on a particular day, I decided to go to the beach by myself, which I'd never really go by myself. I haven't really gotten in that habit yet. I think I'm getting into that habit now because I'm really not that far at all. It's like a 10-minute drive, if that. So I need to go more because it is a good exposure for me. But I went to the beach. I packed up my iPad. I packed up my blanket, my towel, some water, charged my phone. I brought sunflower seeds as a snack. And I put my little bikini on, got in the car, drove to the beach. All while kind of dreading being at the beach, because when I'm with someone else, the anxiety isn't as bad. But when I'm alone and I go to the beach, when you stare up at the sky, if you have like pain, or I don't even know how to explain it, if you're holding something and you feel really burdened down by something, or just you've been maybe ignoring something, I don't know. When you go to a place that's completely serene, I think that's when it kicks in for me personally. It kind of really just shows me, you're still really holding on to this, or this is still really painful for you. This is still in your body. You know, this pain is still in your body. And that usually comes with a lot of dread feeling and also racing thoughts, images. The biggest one of all is just my chest feels tightened. Like, it's not my actual chest. It's like the emotions tied to my heart. So it's my heart that's hurting. And it doesn't bring me back to the past. It honestly, I feel very present, but it just feels like I can't move on. And it feels so heavy that I can't not surrender to it. I can't not dread the feeling almost. So I get to the beach. I'm already very anxious. I have all my stuff, my little bag from CeraVe. Wait, that is not what it's called. What is that brand called? Whatever. I find parking actually pretty fast, which was nice. I walk up to the beach. It's kind of a long walk from the edge of the sidewalk where you park to the actual shore line, you know, and I like to be pretty close to the water, but obviously not where it's drowning me as I'm laying there. So I'm walking on the sand, walking up to where I want to sit. I immediately want to ignore everything that I'm feeling, and I want to just listen to loud music and scroll and go to my comfort place, all while knowing that that's probably not the best thing for me to do in this situation. So I just kind of stared at the sky as kind of an exposure, because that makes me feel really uncomfortable. So I stared and I stared, and I just felt just waves of dread, waves of intense sadness and hopelessness, helplessness, all of those feelings. And instead of normally I would get mad, like, oh, why is this still here? What's wrong with me? I'm not healing enough. I'm not doing all the work. I should be not feeling this way anymore because I'm doing A, B, and C. Why do I feel this way again? I thought I had gone over this. And when is it going to go away? All of these not helpful types of thinking when it comes to just honestly being happy and feeling more at peace with yourself and inner peace. I noticed that that's where I normally go. I was like, okay, you have been ignoring these feelings for long enough. I don't know what they mean. I don't really understand, but you are totally welcome here to like the pain. That's kind of how I talked to my pain in that moment specifically. I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like when you're able to fully just turn around and face those feelings, but your attitude, I feel like we just have an abundant amount of love and patience and compassion within us. And it's not until we really face these really difficult feelings and really difficult realities that you're able to recognize how deep that goes and how deep your love can go and your compassion and your patience. And I'm pretty good at doing that to other people, but to do it to myself is so hard because I know everything that I've done bad. I know everything that when I'm dramatic and when I'm selfish and when I make everything about me and, you know, me. So it's hard. But in that moment, I was like, okay, we've gone down this so many times. Let's try to handle this situation differently. And it kind of clicked for me, I guess, is what I'm saying. That when you feel really intense, painful feelings, or when these like memories kind of and feelings and dread and all of these weird emotions come up, I needed to love them. And I've done that before in the past, but I forgot and I got so self-absorbed and like, oh, I didn't deserve to do that anymore because I already did it once. So I don't deserve to like retry kind of a thing. And instead of running and getting more tired and more anxious as you're running because you're like, I don't even know what's following me. I don't know what's going to happen. And instead of continuing that, it's kind of just to stop. Take your power back, turn around and face whatever that is. But even a step further is to do it compassionately and lovingly, because I think that's really, it's pretty hard to do that. And I think it takes a long time to really understand and just to do that, period, because we try a bunch of other things first. I don't know, when you face that more compassionately and welcoming the pain instead of shunning it or being mad at it, like why it's there. But I think fully embracing it and loving it is kind of the way out. And it just helped me because it just feels like my brain has been rewired since, I don't even know when, but a couple years now, since a long time, and not in a good way. It's just been a lot of running from feelings. And I think I have a lot of stuff stored up in my body, which is something me and my therapist have talked about, and I'm actually getting help specifically for like trauma and releasing that from your body. So more like somatic, which I've explained that I want to do, but I don't really want to do that alone because there's really scary feelings and it feels very overwhelming to do alone. And I don't think we have to do this stuff alone. That's why we have professionals. So I'm anxious to get started because I do feel like it's going to change me for the better, but that's kind of scary. I don't know. Going back to the beach, after I had realized what I was kind of continuously avoiding certain feelings and avoiding just loving myself again and forgiving myself all over again, I felt better. Shockingly, I did feel a lot better. Nothing was completely gone after that. It definitely ebbs and flows. And I don't think that's the last time. Like, you don't do it once and then that's like it. But I don't feel the need to solve everything all the time anymore. And it feels a little bit weird not to, like irresponsible almost. And it's not going to be the last time that I have to face those feelings with that love and compassion. That's like a forever thing. So I just feel less pressure to have it all figured out and to have everything that I want and need right now. It kind of gives me some room to discover things and to learn things about myself, and I don't need it all right now. So that was a huge shift in me and just my mindset. So I continued to lay on the beach for a couple, maybe like 2 hours by myself. I did eventually listen to music once I actually felt more relaxed. Then I was like, oh, okay, I'm not avoiding. I'm just having fun now and relaxing. I played some tunes. I listened to the waves. And then I took a little nap. I played on my iPad. I drew some stuff. I started journaling, writing, I don't know, just random poems, random novels. I started writing novel after novel. I started writing, I don't even know, just, they're not like journal entries. They're like just really descriptive circumstances of my day. It kind of helps me ground. So it was a nice rest of my beach day. And I went home and I think I took another nap outside, because it just, when you're in an office all day, you get no vitamin D. I am so deficient probably. So anytime I get to be outside when the sun is out, I will be there. And I don't care if I get sunburned. I do not care. I need it. That's my beach day story. It just reminded me that there's no quick fix. And the more we're searching for that really fast, quick fix, the more, I think, pain and suffering we cause ourselves. And that life isn't about like escaping suffering or escaping feelings. It's really about feeling. I know that, and logically I can tell you that all day, but it's something that it does take a while to really understand fully and to comprehend, I guess. So cheers to not running away from feelings. Yeah, you can face those feelings, you can face those hard things, and you'll discover things about yourself that you didn't know. The beach is a healing place. I also just feel so much happier when I get in the water, because it's freezing cold, so it's like a cold plunge. And then there's something about just surrendering to the massive waves, you know? There's something to it. Actually, there's a lot of science behind that, but I don't know it, but I know there is, so. Okay, so let's do a Dear Abby, the point of the podcast. Okay, this one is a text, so it is not a voicemail. It says, Dear Abby, I need a new curly hair routine. I thought I just had frizzy hair for the longest time and just recently learned it was curly by treating it like curly hair, but I'm still learning all the products and techniques. Help! ! First of all, congratulations. Welcome to the curly club. Everyone's welcome, but not everyone belongs. I'm kidding. Kind of. Okay, I'm not going to go through my whole curly hair routine, because I think I've done that before. I will tell you the main things, though, that are helpful to the most helpful things and products that are helpful for curly hair and just all hair in general. First, really be skeptical of oils being put in your hair. I mean, talk to someone that knows hair when you get an oil product for hair, because a lot of them look nice, they feel nice while they're on, but sometimes they leave your hair more dry and frizzy afterwards. That's been my experience. So if you want to get a hair oil, definitely consult like a curly hair specialist or just an actual hair specialist on that particular oil, and if you need that for your hair or your scalp or whatever. Second, see if there's anything you can do for your scalp. A lot of this is like consultation with somebody that knows what they're talking about, or you can just watch YouTube videos, honestly, on scalp health. That's very helpful for hair growth. And also, if you are going to start using more products, because curly hair does require, I think, most of the time, a lot of products, not a lot, but more than straight hair, because we need like gels, we need leave-in conditioner, we need styling cream, we need all of these different things to help our curls look shiny and good and yummy. So we do get a lot of dandruff, at least for me, and I have to figure out that's just some things that I still struggle with. So it's learning how much product to apply, and then also what to put on your scalp and what not to put on your scalp. And then once you have dandruff, like what products, I mean, there's all those classic like they're not menthol, whatever the ingredient is that's good for dandruff, get something like that. Get it. It's very helpful. You'll need it, probably. Last thing I'll say, well, two more things. One, definitely get a curling brush, like a Denman brush, D-E-N as in Nancy, M Denman, 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 Denman. I think it's D-E-M-N-E-M. It could be A-M. I don't know. Just, you'll find it. It's on Amazon. It's not that expensive. It's like $15. But there's a lot of tutorials on YouTube that you can find that help with how to curl it with that brush and then how to style it. Yeah, there's amazing YouTube videos out there with curly haired girls who talk about curly hair type, because I don't know if yours is super coily or it's, you know, 3B or whatever it is, or I don't remember what they all are, but there's different curl types which you kind of style a little bit differently. The last thing is, this is more so for if you ever feel bad for straightening it or anything, it's okay to straighten your hair. I love curly hair, and I think it's good to be healthy about your curly hair and to like embrace the wildness. But if you ever wanted a slick, silky, just straight haired look, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, don't let anybody tell you there's anything wrong with that, because it feels nice to switch it up sometimes. But you're getting into curly, so that doesn't really matter, I guess, for you, because you probably had kind of straight-ish hair. And then, oh, okay, sorry. One last thing, I forgot, is to not use a towel to scrunch your hair. You got to get just use your hands. Once you have that product in there, use your hands to scrunch it when it's wet, and it should make like a sound. Or you can get, I don't know what the fabric is, but just look up towels or towels to use for curly hair, scrunch towels. There's so much stuff you can find online. So definitely use not a towel. Or you can use like a cotton shirt. I use that sometimes when I don't know where my other towel is. Use a specific towel or cotton shirt to scrunch if you want to scrunch like that. Or you can just use your hands and then diffuse it as it's curly. When your hair is wet, when it's curly, however it looks, that's how it's going to dry most of the time. It depends, actually, I guess, on your curl pattern. So if it looks really, if you don't like how it's sitting on your head, you might have to flip your hair upside down. So that way when you dry it, it has more volume and stuff like that. So kind of just see where it's laying as it's wet, and then you'll know where to diffuse it and how to flip your hair and stuff like that. Okay, you guys, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dear Abby. We will have another episode next week, so I will meet you here in 1 week. See you in 1 week. Love you guys. Bye. Ooh, I don't take in a ride to join at late. 눈치 보면서 들어가야 할 때 찾아 나머진 바빠 개 설레임 바꾸는 사람들.